With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in America, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Care for heart problems could soon be easier to get for people in rural states like Montana. Researchers are now testing a device that could allow physicians to remotely perform cardiac procedures using a robot and the internet. Edward O'Brien reports on what the implications might be.
There's a phrase in cardiology. Time is muscle. The longer a heart attack victim has to wait for treatment, the more heart tissue dies.
Rarely a day goes by that we don't have someone in our emergency room that we're at least evaluating for a potential cardiac problem, and often those turn out to be exactly what they have.
Dr. Greg Hansen is president and CEO of the 16-bed Clark Fork Valley Hospital in Plains. It's one of the 48 critical access hospitals serving rural Montana.
So the treatment folks would usually get in our emergency room if they're in the middle of a heart attack is to use the so-called clotbuster agents as we prepare for them to be transported most commonly by helicopter if weather cooperates to one of the other centers where they can then see cardiologists and they can set a plan in place to finish doing the care that's necessary.
But in a rural western Montana community like Plains, time and distance are daily facts of life. Local ambulances are operated by volunteers who have to drop what they're doing before they can jump on duty. Long distances are common, and locating rural addresses can sometimes get tricky. Throw in a crippling Montana blizzard, and suddenly a lot of time has elapsed before a cardiac patient receives treatment.
You look at the American Heart Association guidelines, they really want patients to hit a cath lab under an hour is their target time after onset.
That's Walter Penzier, a trustee of the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust. The Helmsley Trust supports health initiatives in seven upper Midwest states, including Montana. It's granted over $3 million to the Mayo Clinic to test a new robotic device that would allow a cardiac specialist to remotely treat a patient from hundreds of miles away.
If you have a heart attack, let's say in eastern Montana, and you need a procedure like this, you would have to go to Billings or you'd have to go to Minot. This could be a game changer.
Boston-based Corindus Vascular Robotics is developing the equipment, which relies on the internet.
It allows endless miles between the operator and the patient. So in theory, you could have the patient up in the space station and the physician operator down on Earth. It's all done via internet. It's all done with very little latency. It's just amazing how technology has gone from leaps and bounds to allow this to happen.
A Montana physician has hands-on experience with an early version of this equipment.
So my name is Dan Spoon. I am the director of clinical research and an interventional cardiologist at the International Heart Institute in Missoula, Montana.
Spoon specializes in diagnosing and treating cardiovascular diseases using procedures including angioplasty and stenting.
I actually know Corindus well, and I was involved in using their equipment while I was at the Mayo Clinic in kind of a trial basis. When we did it, we were in a corner of the room doing the procedure using the robot.
Spoon points out an angioplasty is made up of many moving pieces, including complex pre- and post-surgery procedures that, for the foreseeable future, can only be performed by experienced physicians and nurses.
Just like, you know, what we carried around for an iPhone or a phone 10 years ago compared to what we have now is wildly different. And I think this is just another step that if we look at the benefits, if we try to use the strengths of the technology, and if we put a system in place to use them effectively, could be a very nice technology for patient care in more rural areas, absolutely.
How well would a device so reliant on high-speed internet function in rural settings where service isn't always particularly robust?
It would be a very difficult time if in the middle of the procedure the communication stopped. And I think that that's something that needs to be taken into account when and if people are looking at rolling out this technology.
The Helmsley Trust's Walter Penzier confirms that redundancy question is actively being discussed.
Part of what's going on with the FDA trials right now is determining what is needed for physicians / training nurses, whatever, on the patient end where it's going to be remote. So that's to be answered by the FDA and both the Corindus company. They're working on those issues.
Dr. Dan Spoon doesn't seem worried that robotic surgeons will replace humans or disrupt the industry's business model anytime soon.
The business model of healthcare, I think, is a long and complex discussion that may need disrupting. And so if this could be disrupted in some way to the benefit of patients, the benefit of the community, I'm all for that.
Helmsley's Walter Panzer predicts physicians will embrace this technology.
There are shortages in physicians that can do this type of procedure. There are shortages in cath labs, especially when you look at eastern Montana. There are none in eastern Montana. This isn't going to replace physicians. So it comes down to saving lives.
There are still many unanswered questions surrounding this remote robotic cardiac surgery program, equipment cost, which clinics would get them, the expense of the procedure, and how or even if insurance would help cover the expense. There's still plenty of time to figure all that out. Preliminary tests at the Mayo Clinic should be complete by next year. More human testing comes after that and could take at least 5 additional years. There are no guarantees it will ever make it to market, but Walter Panzer believes the potential impact on rural healthcare is too tremendous to ignore.
This is on level the playing field, and at Helmsley Charitable Trust, we truly believe it does not matter where you choose to call a home, whether it's an urban city or a rural farm or ranch, everyone deserves access to equal quality health care, and that's what this new technology will do.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.